by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you just
ocean out of your head. The only body you're merged into is the local congregation of baptized believers. And each one is the body of Christ, like each jury is a separate affair. Usually, juries are made up of 12 men. Here are 12 men, that is a jury. And there are a thousand other groups like that making juries. But we say the jury is a legal institution. Each church is a congregation of baptized believers. Just like this church here in the four wall, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And there are thousands of others like it. Yet we say the church, Christ is the head of the church, just exactly like the husband is the head of the wife. And if you won't conclude that there's a great, big, universal wife, why would you conclude there's a great, big, universal church? Now, as each husband is the head of each wife, so Christ is the head of each and every church. He's the head of Antioch Church, head of every other true scriptural church. And each one of these scriptural churches is the body of Christ, and there is no other kind of body. Now, this idea of the universal invisible church caused Mr. Ripley, the man who writes Believe It or Not, in nearly all of the morning papers in the United States and possibly beyond, to make this comment that according to this Bible, heaven would be too small to hold the members of the church. And he took that dimensions given in Revelation, 1,500 mile cube, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high, and figured it up that there'd only be about 10 square feet for each man, each woman, in that wonderful place we call heaven. And so he said, heaven is too small. And some of the Baptist editors and others raved at him and called him a heretic and called him an infidel, an agnostic, and all that sort of thing. The trouble with Ripley was that he mistook the scriptures. He had it drilled into his head by some of these very preachers and editors who railed at him and who scoffed at him and sneered at him and called him an infidel. He'd had it drilled into his head that the church was made up of all of the saved, of men, women, and children, whoever lived. And there'd be too many, there'd be billions of them to go back to the beginning, go on out to the end, and therefore heaven would be too small. His error was based on the era of the universal invisible church, taking it that everyone who is saved is in the church. And then the other belief that the church constituted the bride, and since every saved person, man, woman, and child, is in the church, in the body of Christ, and that mysterious body of Christ, our church, would be the bride, therefore heaven would be too small. Well, you take the scriptural idea and learn that a church is made up of baptized believers. To make it short, young gentlemen and young ladies, we teach that the Missionary Baptist Church as an institution, using it in the institutional sense, is the bride of Christ. There are millions of people who are saved who are no part of the bride of Christ. Well, you you say, you mean by that they'll be lost? No. Turn over to the 19th chapter of Revelation. There you'll find something about the great wedding. Wedding of the Lord and His church. His bride made herself ready. And I'll just read that for you. You can read it yourself at your leisure. And I think that'll clear matters up for you. And here's what it reads. 19th chapter, Revelation, beginning the 7th verse. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And He saith unto me, note this, write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Did you ever hear of a young lady inviting herself to come to her wedding? Why, you say, no, she invites her friends. Exactly. And so this young lady, figuratively speaking, is being married, the bride of Christ, to Jesus, the bridegroom, has friends. Who are they? The saved people all over the world who are not a part of the bride. And blessed are they that are called unto the marriage. They're not a part of the marriage. They're guests at the wedding. Now stop and think just a minute. The bride will constitute that New Jerusalem, or that portion of it described over here in the 21st chapter of Revelation. And that came unto, beginning the 9th verse, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to that great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Goes on to describe it. And this, and the building of the wall of the drop down to 18th verse, was of jasper, and the city of pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city was garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation was of jasper, and goes on to describe the foundation. And the 12th gate was 12 pearls, and so on. Now read on down. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of sun, neither of moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did give light. And the nations of them that are saved to walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. Now there is your bride descending from heaven, adorned as a bride for a husband. What more beautiful sight than a lovely young lady who has kept herself clean and pure, waiting for her bridegroom to come and get her.